Next question is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y, Hogans, H-O-G-A-N-S, 42570. Oh, by the way, Teresa Bossard was 110-55. That's her date of birth. Last patient, Teresa, B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D. Date of birth is 110-55. And, of course, today is the 14th. So 42570 is the date of birth for Ms. Hogans. Number one, I feel terrible. Number two, leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is right calf pain. Next one is right shoulder pain. Next number is I hurt everywhere. Next one is nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is diarrhea. Next one is obesity. Next one is I had some blood work done just the other day, but I don't have the results. Our patient is a 52-year-old woman, married, has 11 kids between her and her husband. She's only been pregnant twice herself, period. She's a clerk in the HR for a company. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, period. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, patient's surgical issue, thyroid surgery, and history of hysterectomy total, medical problems, hypertension, medication, Synthroid 175 once a day, Ibersartan 150 once a day, review of system as above, immunization. Has had COVID immunization, has had COVID once a year ago. This is her second time that she has a positive COVID. Next one is allergy, and drug allergy. Next one is review of system. Go ahead and put down headache, tiredness, weakness, fever, vertigo, palpitations, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, right arm pain, right shoulder pain. Maintenance exam, mammogram up to date, colonoscopy is up to date. Patient's weight 237 is stable. She hasn't gained the weight, lost a lot of weight recently. But 98, 98, 216, 90, 141 over 86. Heart positive, 1 positive, 2. Lungs, clear, few bronchi. Abdomen, soft. Tenderness over the epigastric area, neurological, non-focal skin, shows no rash. Patient has lymphadenopathy on both sides of her neck. Lower extremity shows trace edema. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red with lymphadenopathy. Assessment COVID-19 is positive. Number two, we'll treat patient with Paxlovid, Rocephinogram, and Decadron 10 milligram. Next number, patient has a history of asthma. There's no breathing at this time. I'm going to go ahead and start on the Paxlovid and Medrol dose pack at home. Next number is prescription for albuterol given. Next number, she also has an inhaler at home that she will use if she needs to. Next number is aspirin 81 milligram once a day. Next number is vitamin D, 10,000 units once a day. Next number is she needs to have her FMLA papers filled out. Next number is off work for 7 days. Next number, ultrasound of the abdomen is within normal limits. Next number is carotid ultrasound, which was done because of vertigo, is within normal limits, except for mild calcification. Next number is ultrasound of the upper and lower extremity, which was done to rule out DVT. The case of COVID and leg pain is negative. Next number is patient abdominal ultrasound. Kidney and liver are within normal limits. Next number, status post-hysterectomy. Next number, Doppler study is within normal limits in face of hypertension. No evidence of renal vascular hypertension noted. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits with an ejection fraction of 60% in face of palpitation. Next number, status post-thyroidectomy on the ultrasound. Next number is reevaluate patient in 3 days. Next number is if develops chest pain, shortness of breath, we'll go to the emergency room. Next number is if not improved, we'll do a chest x-ray at that time. Thank you.